This is Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Organ. Corner Brook City Hall has requested another meeting with MUN President Dr. Janet Morrison, who recently announced a restructuring from 7 vice presidents down to 3. The vice president position at Grenfell will now be known as Deputy Prevost Grenfell Labrador. MUN is trying to make up for a $20 million budget deficit, and this move will save about $1 million. On Bay FM with Lenny Benoit this week, Mayor Linda Chaisson says the new council met with her in November to discuss the future of Grenfell campus.
This is our second meeting now since we've been in office with the MUN president, and we had a really candid talk back in, I believe it was November, and she's reached out to come back and meet with us again in light of some of the things that are happening here with Grenfell. So we're waiting to meet with her and have more information for you on that when next time I come back.
Tune in to Bay FM every Tuesday morning around 8:15 to hear Lenny Benoit talk with the mayor about what's going on in Corner Brook. Meanwhile, Corner Brook MHA Jim Parsons says restructuring changes will not affect Grenfell's place in Memorial University structure. In a social media post this week, Parsons highlighted Grenfell's recent 50th anniversary and that it currently has over 1,200 students, 100 teaching faculty, as well as over 200 courses each semester in 22 programs. Parsons says he has some concerns about recent comments.
Well, I worry when I hear some people talking in media that, you know, we're scaring away students, or we're creating a panic when we don't need to. Grenfell is in a good position. It's been very consistent. It has an excellent programs, a stable base. Its offerings have been very consistent over the last 10 years. I think it varies, 5 to 10%. Over the last 10 years, and adding some, removing some.
In an interview with Bay FM News last week, Grenfell Student Union President Tyson Gesso was worried about the campus and how this would impact students. He says they meet on a regular basis with the VP who is on Grenfell campus, and says this cut will make students feel more disconnected from their institution. However, Parsons disagrees.
I don't agree that this has created any kind of disconnection between Grenfell and, the president and the senior management there. Yeah, they've changed things around a bit, so there are fewer VPs instead of 7. There's only 3 now, and now there's a deputy provost position that includes Grenfell, but it also brings the Labrador campus under Grenfell as well.
Parsons says Grenfell is a small but successful part of the Memorial system, and it has a lot of potential.
And so I think we have to make sure that we don't lose confidence or spread, worry too much. I mean, we have to advocate for Grenfell, that's for sure. But we don't want to do it by scaring away potential students. We're in the teaching game, and we need to attract students. And so it's really important, I guess, to, let's blow our horn a little bit and talk about all the great things that happened at Grenfell as well.
Parsons says Grenfell employs almost 300 people and contributes $30 million directly into the economy of Corner Brook and Western Newfoundland. That's a look at Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Organ, reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative.